Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 Business Managed Electric Companies with Robert Armbruster in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, oh, yippee-oh-yay, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Gonna give you barley, carrots and potatoes, pasture for the cattle, spinach and tomatoes.
Plenty of air and plenty of room.
Plenty of room.
Plenty of heart and plenty of
heart. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Oklahoma and the waving wheat. Get yourself sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Oklahoma says the things most Americans want to say about their own home state, and we thought it was just the right song to begin our Thanksgiving observance here on the Electric Hour. Tonight, our program includes music from Robert Armbruster and the orchestra and chorus, a few words from Frank Graham,
and a duet from our pretty red-headed girlfriend, Frances McCann, and Nelson Eddy.
Welcome back, Frances.
Thank you, Nelson, and don't forget the special Thanksgiving play.
Which is Strictly from Hunger.
Why, Robert, I thought you were fond of good theater.
That's just it. I am.
No. Well, gee, Nelson, do we have to put on that play? Why, Frank, don't you want to put on a play?
We'd rather not, if you don't mind.
Not at all. I'll just round out the program with a few extra choruses of shortening breath.
On second thought, maybe that play is not so bad.
Not so bad? Why, it's great. It's based on the courtship of Miles Standish. Now, Frances will play Priscilla.
Gee, in that case, I'd be glad to play John Alden.
I think I ought to play John Alden.
I know. Both of you are just dying to play a love scene with Frances. Well, Robert, you will play the part of Miles. And Frank will play the part of the Indian chief.
What about you, Nelson?
I will play John Alden.
And the play will go on immediately after I sing Shortening Bread.
Now, wait a minute, Nelson. You can't do both.
So if I don't sing Shortening Bread, we do the play?
Yes.
All right, we do the play.
Oh, thanks a lot, Nelson. You're a pal.
And next week I'll sing Shortening Bread. I promise to sing it, and I'm going to sing it.
We'll worry about that when the time comes. Right now, we have a date with a young lady who's a favorite with the poet. This particular version is by Ole Speaks. Nelson Eddy sings Sylvia.
Like the night, touched with lancing stars. just the echoing of a voice brings back to me from the depth of memory all the loveliness of spring. Will you
Bob Ambrust and the orchestra have something special for us tonight. And while they're playing it, the rest of us can run through our parts for the play. All right, Bob.
Wait a second, Nelson. You haven't announced the name of Bob's number.
What? Oh, excuse me, Robert. You know how it is. Mind full of production details. The number is the bright and sparkling Samba that's done so much to better Latin American relations. All right, Bob, go ahead.
Nelson, you still haven't given us the name of the number.
What? Oh, of course, the name of the number. It's Tico, Tico, Tico.
What is this thing called electricity? This strange, mysterious force that 18th century bishops bottle in a jar? What is this peculiar energy that Ben Franklin used to kill a turkey at a picnic on the banks of the Schuylkill in Philadelphia? And how was it that Thomas Edison could use the selfsame energy to carbonize a cotton thread Make it glow with light for 40 hours. What did people think of this fantastic novelty, electricity, when it first came along?
It's a lot of crazy nonsense, that's what it is. It's impractical, dangerous.
Yes, it was the old story. People were skeptical, apathetic, or afraid. But there were a few men who had courage and a dream. One of them was Thomas Edison, and in 1882, he opened a small central power station on Pearl Street in New York City. He served 59 customers. That was the beginning of the electric light and power industry, which today benefits millions of homes throughout the land. From that time to this, the story of electric power in America is the story of enterprise and initiative, of expanding benefits to more and more people. Yes, the same enterprising spirit that started the business years ago is still very much alive in the business today. And it's that spirit, with sound management, that has made your household electricity so plentiful, so dependable, and so cheap. Thanksgiving has its light and pleasant side, as well as its moments of quiet sincerity. This year, a lot of us will be without turkey, but none of us need miss the gaiety and the great good spirits that go with chicken dinner.
Thank the Lord for the good things. There's nothing better than the good things. Of all the things with which we're blessed, I know we like good eating best. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord for the good things.
Happy Cobb the chicken, give Sarah Lou the wings. Henry Luke, that ain't right. Ramming up all the white children, ain't no need to fight. The Lord provides, the Lord he brings. The good things, the good things. Thank the Lord for the good things. Drop the gravy with your bread. Chore and eat and lift your head. And thank the Lord for the things he fetched, like chicken, gravy, bread and fish. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord for the good things. Now then, donor, swallow all that's in your mouth. The preacher said, use the mouth to bow. Your hymn's the loudest and keeps the tone. So Jonah, break that wishbone. Now then, one, two, three. What's your wish gonna be? But could we have
another chicken? Amen.
And thank you, Lord, for the rain and crops. And if you're short of chicken, send pork chops. Oh, the Lord provides, the Lord he brings. The good things, the good things. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord for the good.
Well, I guess we might as well face it. This is the moment we've all been anxiously avoiding. Nelson Eddy and Company with a special Thanksgiving play based on The Courtship of Miles Standish. Adapted for radio by Nelson Eddy. Produced by Nelson Eddy. Costumes by...
Frank, never mind the credits. Now, get into the costumes, all of you. Indian suit for you, Frank.
Look, real bow and arrow. Works, too.
Ow! Hey, watch that, Frank. You hit my brass section.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Come on. Get into the costume. Here's yours, Francis.
How lovely. A real old-fashioned Mother Hubbard.
Oh, you'll be a hit as Priscilla. Best costume in the play? Best line?
Yeah, too bad we have to hide him under that costume.
I love that man.
Nelson, I can't wear this.
Why not, Bob? Miles Standish wore an iron helmet.
An iron helmet, yes. But culottes.
Well, that's the best I could do in a hurry. Really, I could... Now, put on that costume and helmet.
The helmet's too big.
And watch out for that visor. It's a little loose.
What visor?
Frank, help Bob get the visor open. All right, now we're all set. Places, everybody. All ready for the play. Places. The fanfare ready, Bob?
All set, Nelson. Here goes the downbeat.
Frank, help Bob get the visor open.
Can't let go of the visor and give the downbeat, too.
Well, use your other hand.
What? And let go of these culottes?
Okay, I'll give the downbeat. Everybody ready? Downbeat.
The courtship of Miles and Brewster. In the old colony days in Plymouth, the land of the pilgrims, to and fro in his room, clad in helmet and culottes, strode Captain Miles and Brewster. Deep in thought is the captain, as he turns to his roommate, John Alden, the fair-haired boy of the colony, who loves the maiden, Priscilla. Then speaks the captain, Miles and Brewster. Then speaks the captain, Miles and Brewster.
Prithee, John Alden, wouldst ask the maiden for me?
Wouldst, if I could. But, Captain Miles, I am too bashful to ask her that.
Dost know the maiden Priscilla?
Dost, indeed. Not a slicker chick for Miles.
Was thinking the same thing myself. Thou must ask her for me.
Why dost thou not ask her thyself?
I'm too busy fighting Indians. Ow! Hey, watch that, Frank.
I'm sorry, I thought it was my cue.
No, it was my cue lot. John Alden, thou must truly ask the maiden for me.
Wilt, if thou wilt go along to lend me courage.
Wilt stand outside the door.
Good. Then I wilt ask for thee, little chum.
Thanks, big chum. Leave us, goest.
Our scene changes now to the home of the lovely Priscilla. Inside, John Alden sits near Priscilla. Outside, Miles and Brewster wards off the Indian.
Ow, now watch that, Frank.
I'm sorry, Nelson. Where'd I hit you?
Right here in Priscilla's living room.
It grows dark in here, John Alden.
Should switch on the lights, Priscilla.
Light the candles, John. Who ever heard of electric lights in a Plymouth colony?
Yeah, who ever heard of candles on the electric hour?
Are we alone, Priscilla?
All alone, John Alden. Not another soul around.
Art lonesome?
Oh, yes, indeed.
I am lonesome, too.
Why dost thou not do something about it?
Dost want me to?
Uh-huh.
Then I will. Hey, Miles, come in and keep us company. We're lonely.
Nay, I'll wait outside till thou hast popped the question.
All right, but no eavesdropping.
Why doth he not come in?
Culottes are torn. Prithee, Priscilla, there's a question I would ask thee.
Speaketh John Alden.
Art certain we are alone?
Oh, and positive.
No one can hear us?
Nay, not a soul.
Thou must speak louder. I can't hear nothing out here.
What question hast thee to ask me, John? Has to do with pitching of the woof like this?
Nay, Priscilla.
Oh, has to do with the smooching of the lips like this?
Nay, Priscilla.
Oh, am I getting warm?
Don't know about you, but I am.
Come on, get us to the point.
What's that, Frank?
Sorry, Francis.
Come on, let's get on with the show. Come on.
I know it's the question thou hast come here to ask, John Alden.
Dust.
Indeed. And why don't thou speak for thyself, John?
All right, I will. Tell me, Priscilla, why won't they let me sing Shortening Bread?
Vincent Humans provides us with our duet for tonight. From the production Through the Years, Francis McCann and Nelson Eddy sing You're Everywhere.
that blows a kiss to every flower. You are
back 30 years or so ago when a fella could actually get a good cigar for a nickel. Shaves were 15 cents, a haircut was a quarter, and you could get a darn good meal for 30 cents. And if you really wanted to splurge, 90 cents would buy a turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Well, those were the good old days. Today, according to government figures, your dollar buys only about one half the clothing and food that it did 30 years ago. But every cloud has a silver lining. And in this case, it's electricity. The price of your household electric service has been going down steadily for 30 years. Matter of fact, if you're an average user, you're getting about twice as much electricity for your money now as you did even 15 years ago. One reason for this is the wider use of electricity. But mainly, it's the hard work, good management, and constant research by America's electric companies that makes your household electricity one of the biggest bargains of all the things you buy.
Now we'd like to sing a Thanksgiving hymn for you. Come, ye thankful people.
Come, ye thankful people, come. Praise the song of Father's home. All is safely gathered in. Ere the winter storms begin. God, our maker, doth provide.
calls for a great deal of solemn humility from all of us. But we hope that all of you will find lots of good things for which to be thankful. And we're wishing you all the happiest of Thanksgiving.
Nelson Eddy will be back in just a moment. Your host for the Electric Hour at the same time each week, our 160 business-managed electric light and power company. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be a young lady, Lois Butler, 12 years old and already becoming famous for her singing. And we're wishing you, as I didn't say before, wishing you all the happiest of Thanksgiving. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.